Yo.
Hold on, and you're talking with this. Wow, like we don't have enough time.
Sink the pig.
So, it's Amy and Glyn. You're listening to the Sink the Pink House Party on Shoreditch Radio. Hello to you. How are you doing today? How are you doing, Fossil?
I'm doing very well. It's a rainy day, but what's made it better? I've got a bit of sunshine. It's Mr. Danny Rampling.
Yay! Ooh. How are you doing, Danny?
I'm having a brilliant day, actually.
What's been going on?
Well, it's been really good. I've been organising a Shoom 25th anniversary party, so I had a brilliant meeting with a company in London, a logistics company, and we've got a warehouse, so that's going to take place in June to commemorate 25 years of Acid House.
And are you allowed to say who's going to be involved?
Well, not just about the past, it's about the past, the present and the future. So there'll be three rooms of music, and one of the rooms obviously will feature the original DJs, people like Andrew Weatherall, Mark Moore, Colin Favour, myself and others. And then the other room will have a new wave of DJs, some of the other DJs that I feel are aligned to that core spirit of what Acid House was about. So it's going to be a really monumental, exciting, just a major spectacular party.
So, Danny Rampling, total legend. We've been running a club for 4 years. This is your 25th birthday of this. So, we bow down at your feet of club and DJing.
How?
Literally how you've continued. But can you take us back to where it all started and where and when this was happening?
Where did it start? Yeah. It really started for me with Shoom in a basement in Southwark, which is now such a trendy area down in Borough High Street and Southwark Street. So, that's where it began, in an unlicensed gym. And we held these parties there till 5 in the morning. Everybody drank Lucozade and had a very wild time. And then it attracted such a broad group of people, a real colourful mix of people. And within weeks, it had really exploded. And then the rave scene came out of that. You know, that was a blueprint for the rave scene, along with a couple of other clubs in London. And it gave me a platform to become a professional DJ after 7 years of having the door slammed in my face and being told no, and I wasn't good enough. And I knew that I was going to do it at some point. Didn't know how, when or where, but I knew I was going to get there. And fortunately, Acid House came along, and house music and everything else that went with that, that opened people's minds up to different music and different people. And it broke down all of the taboos, it broke down the stereotypes and class divisions and sexuality, and it was just people coming together. And that whole it was a unique time for youth culture and society as a whole. It really smashed down all the barriers, and there was no more division. It was absolutely amazing. It was, you know, I'm very fortunate to have been one of the figureheads in that movement and being at the forefront shaping that and at the helm of it. And it was an incredible experience that's still going on today.
And obviously with that came Ibiza. And how big were you involved, you know, with your involvement in Ibiza?
Well, Ibiza was the inspiration for me to create Shim. I went